You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. I am TJ Burkle, as always, alongside Maddie Owens Sr. and Geoff in Lincoln. Yeah, the offseason is here, but it's never too early to start talking about the next season, the 2025 season for Nebraska football. So we are going to break down the Huskers' schedule in 2025, do a little predictions. We acknowledge it's way too early. There's a lot that will come to light between now and kickoff, but it's always fun to do. We're going to do multiple rounds of this throughout the offseason, and it's one of the favorite things we do here on the Common Fan Podcast. So pull up a chair, go to the freezer, get yourself a steak from Certified Piedmontese Beef out of the freezer and enjoy it while you listen to this episode. That's my best advice for you. Maybe a ribeye, maybe a filet, maybe a sirloin, maybe a New York strip, whatever you like, whatever you fancy. Certified Piedmontese has it all. And you can go to cpbeef.com. You can use the promo code COMMONFAN, all one word, COMMONFAN, and get 25% off anything at cpbeef.com and get it delivered right to your front door anywhere across all 50 states. It's Nebraska beef, raised and grazed by Nebraska ranchers in the beautiful Sandhills region of the state. Everybody knows that. Yes. You can also go to your local Mercado butcher shop in Lincoln or Omaha if you want to get up close and personal with your steak. cpbeef.com, promo code Common Fan, Certified Piedmontese, powering the Husker football team and powering the Common Fan Podcast. Also, it's never the wrong time to get new socks. Everybody needs socks, and you can get Common Fan socks right now. Go to sillysco.com, sillieseco.com, and use the promo code GBR for life, GBR number 4, LIFE, GBR for life. You get 25% off site-wide. So you can get 25% off your Common Fan socks, but they've got all kinds of fun and colorful socks at Silly Socks. And so you can shop around. They're great for you. They're great for work. They're great for pleasure. They're great for your friends. They're great for gifts. They're great for all of the above. Pleasure.
Sure.
It doesn't have absolutely. To be it's non-work. Non-work is what I meant by that.
No explanation necessary.
Wear the socks however you'd like to wear, whenever, however you'd like to wear the socks. Sillysco.com. Get your Common Fan socks. Use the promo code GBR for life. All right, fellas. Let's jump right into it. We did this, I think, two or three times before the 2024 season. It's truly one of my favorite things that we do as a fan, as a Common Fan. I don't know about you guys. I might be in between meetings at work. I might be traveling, whatever it is. I'm pulling up the Husker football schedule on a regular basis throughout the offseason. And I'm going through it. And I'm like, that's probably a win. That's probably a win. Well, that's going to be tough. You know, I love looking through the schedule. And it's usually to the point where by the time the season hits, I kind of have the schedule memorized. Not because I tried to memorize it, but just because I've looked at it so many times. So we're going to do some way too early predictions for the 2025 schedule, and we'll just see where we come down, guys. I don't know. There's some people talking playoff for the Huskers, you know, in the coming
some,
year.
Some people are saying that.
Those people all live in Nebraska, but the people are talking. Many are saying it. All right, let's jump right in, fellas. There was kind of some news not that long ago, actually, about the opener against Cincinnati. So Cincinnati, recall, was in, what were they, in the American Athletic Conference? Or something like that I don't even know what it was. We should Google that. They joined the Big 12 2 years ago. And so we open with a Power 4 opponent in Cincinnati. This game is the Thursday before Labor Day weekend. So it's Thursday before college football kind of kicks off for the whole country. And I always enjoy that. The Huskers opened at Minnesota in 2023 on that Thursday. It's nice when the game comes, when you don't have to wait as long as everybody else. And then as long as they win, you can enjoy the opening weekend of college football with that knowledge, if they lose, then it ruins the opening weekend of college football for me.
They were,
So
it was
anyway,
the American, it was the American Conference. I just looked
thank
it
you,
up.
Mattio. Thanks for looking that up.
Good job, Matt.
So anyway, opener with Cincinnati. Interesting thing about this one is it was supposed to be at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis and just recently got moved to Arrowhead, which I thought was interesting because Cincinnati is technically the home team for this game and Kansas City is closer to Nebraska
Yes.
than Indianapolis is. And you got to figure tons of like tens of thousands of Husker fans are going to make the trip. There's also tons of Husker fans in the Kansas City area.
Yeah.
So kind of interesting. I suppose they get more of the gate revenue, the ticket revenue, right? So maybe
Yeah.
that's why Cincinnati made that decision. Whatever the case, pretty cool that the Huskers get to play at Arrowhead
Yeah.
and play open the season against Cincinnati. A lot of eyeballs are going to be on this one, right? It's going to be like Thursday night. All of America is going to be hankering for college football.
Yeah.
One of the only game, I can't remember if they do two that day or whatever, but this will be one of the only games before the big Saturday opening weekend for everyone, right? So anyway, we mentioned Cincinnati switched to the Big 12 in 2023. They went 3-9 in 2023. They went 5-7 in 2024. So after kind of a Cinderella playoff run under Luke Fickell as a group of five team a few years ago, they've kind of struggled to find their footing in the now that they moved to a power conference, right?
Yeah.
And so, for
Yeah.
Nebraska's sake, the hope is that they don't take any sort of leap and they're still a middling Big 12 program by the time 2025 rolls around. But
Sure.
let's jump right into to picks, guys. Let's go in the same order every time. Which one of you guys wants to go first?
I'll
I
go
don't care.
first.
All right,
Go ahead.
Mattio, we'll go Mattio, then Geoff, then me. Mattio, what do you got for this one?
I think this is going to be a fun one. I think Nebraska will win by at least two touchdowns.
Oh.
But Arrowhead playing, KC, there will be way more Husker fans there. Everybody's going to be really excited for the season to start. Huskers beat the Bearcats in KC.
Love it.
Great.
Geoff.
Yeah. It's the first pick of the year and I'm already torn just because we're starting it
Well,
off.
get out of here. What are you torn about?
It's like you said,
What's your
Power Four
problem?
school to open the year. It's a weird Thursday night game. We're already starting off with weird stuff going on.
You're
It's
weird,
not a
Jeff.
Memorial Stadium, but I will say this. They are taking a page out of Notre Dame's book and playing a lot of their away games
Jeez.
at neutral sites.
Can we mute him? Can
So
we mute him, Matt?
it's a win-win for
There he is. There we go.
Okay, for those who are
Okay, I'm
listening and
back.
not watching, we muted Jeff. Sorry.
I'm
Okay, go
back.
ahead, Jeff. We
There
won't do
must have been a
that
technical difficulty there. You guys would
again.
never mute me on purpose.
Did he say testicle difficulty? Anyway.
Testicle difficulty there. I am going to go with everything is telling me that this would be a recipe for disaster. But again, we've talked about it in previous podcasts. Sometimes you got to go, instead of analytics, just go with your heart. So I'm going to say the Huskers are
I
going
think that the
to
analytics are
step
going to
up.
have Nebraska winning this game, Jeff.
Oh, stop it. All right. Just stop it. All right.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that the way on paper, it just seems like a disaster of mythical proportions when you line up this weird Thursday night game, neutral site
it's
location.
Cincinnati.
It's a Power Four school. You just don't know. We'll talk about some of the other less than stellar Power Four schools on our schedule coming up. But I'm gonna go win. I don't know why, but I'm gonna say we're gonna win this one because to Owens's point, it's at Arrowhead. We'll travel well. Owens, are you gonna make that trip? You've been to Arrowhead before.
I do Arrowheads. It's an easy trip.
Yeah.
Familiar with Arrowhead, but
We'll travel
I don't know.
well.
We'll see. We'll
Yeah,
see.
I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't know why Jeff's so like hesitant
I
or
think
negative
that's I
about this. I
think
don't know
that
what his problem
that's
is.
did that's Labor Day weekend. It's early Labor Day's early. So I mean there's a possibility.
Yeah,
That could
yeah.
get more people to actually travel to that with Labor Day weekend
Touche.
coming up following that, even though it's a Thursday. I don't
I
know. We'll
said win,
see.
all right? I said a win, all right?
All
God,
right, Geoff's got it
jeez.
as
All
a
right,
win.
Jeff's got
We
to
don't
win.
need
Got to win.
to. I've got it as a W as well. Look, here's how I think about it, guys. Like, okay, all exaggeration aside, it's fair if Husker fans are there's people are not expecting a playoff run this year. That would be fair. But I think most Husker fans are expecting another leap for Matt Rhule in 2025. And
Yes.
as we'll display in this episode, the schedule lines up to provide that opportunity. We don't have Oregon. We don't have Ohio State. We don't have Indiana. We don't have three out of the four Big Ten playoff schools from 2024. They're not on the schedule in 2025. It's an opportunity for Matt Rhule. So let me put it this way. So I don't know if that means 8-4. I don't know if that means 10-2. We'll see how this shakes out. Maybe it means 12-0. I don't know. Let's not rule it out. But where I'm going with this is, if you open with a loss to Cincinnati, I think
That sets you
that's
back right off the bat.
you got a
Yeah.
long
That's
road ahead.
like you're like it's like okay, maybe we're not as far along as we thought we were. Like I think 9-3 is certainly folks are going to be in the offseason when a lot of folks were probably in 20 going into 2024 when a lot of folks were probably somewhere between 6-6 and 8-4. My guess is for 2025, that's going to move up by two games. So,
Sure.
but the baseline is going to be 8-4, and a lot of optimistic folks are going to be 10-2 or even better than 10-2. And I know a bunch of sickos, myself included, had us at 10-2 or better by the time August rolled around in 2024. We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've got it as a W.
All right.
Huskers start 1-0. The next week, following week, we've got Akron at home.
Akron, home opener. This is a makeup for the thunderstorm game. Scott
There you
Frost should have been first game.
go. Oh,
And
there you
everybody
go.
says, if we would have just played that Akron game, we would have been off and running.
So the
We're
so
gonna
does
steamroll Akron.
For sure. Time to set things right with the
We are
universe.
past losing to MAC teams at home. Certain schools, like even blue blood programs, might play a MAC team at home and struggle and lose. Heck, Notre Dame even did it this year.
I
I
knew
knew
you were
just
going to
this
bring it up.
season.
I knew
Just
you were going
this
to bring
last
it
season.
up.
Just this
Yeah, I knew you were
season.
going to.
But look
Yeah.
at him
Where
now.
are they at
Hey,
now?
but look at him
Now.
now. Not gonna happen. We're not gonna happen next year. Akron's gonna come in. I don't know anything about him. I know they're the Zips. I
You don't
don't
need to
know
know anything
who.
about them.
I don't care. I don't know anything about
Yeah.
him. I don't want to know anything about him. We're gonna steamroll him. Home opener, bank it.
Love it. Geoff, what do you got?
We definite win. Easy answer there. Home opener, we'll kick their ass. That's an easy one.
I'm with you guys. We don't need to belabor the point. I know nothing about Akron. We are going to beat them up like they are our unliked kid brother, and we'll start 2-0. The next one, probably don't need to spend a ton of time on this one. I've never heard of this school, Houston Christian University. And I mentioned how often I like to look at the schedule. Every time I look at the schedule and it says HCU, I have to go back and I can't even remember the name. I can't remember what HCU
Holy
stands for.
Cross?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly.
Exactly. Houston Christian. What I know about Houston Christian is they're probably in Houston. That's my best guess. That's all
Probably
I know.
Houston, and they're gonna
And they're
get
a Christian school. And
a
they might
bunch
be
of
a Christian
money.
school. Yeah.
And they're gonna get a
Right.
bunch of money for
Yeah.
playing this game.
Yeah,
This
exactly.
is
Gadio.
again one of those games where, like, dear God, please nobody get hurt. Like, we
Yep.
can win
Let's get
with our
Dylan out
second
by
and
about the
third
second
string
quarter. Yep.
and make sure we get out of
Yeah.
this game clean.
Yep. I
So
view it as
is that a
like
W,
if
Matt?
they
Is that a
thank
W?
you. Do we even need to go around?
Thank God they put university on the end of their title because it sounds like a high school, like Houston
It
Christian.
does. It does,
Like
doesn't it?
we've got a bunch of juniors and seniors going to prom next week, but they're gonna head or going to homecoming, but they're gonna head down to Lincoln, Nebraska to play us. Like Houston Christian. Now we're winning that game. Easy.
I've got it as a W. The only thing I'll say is this one reminds me of Bethune-Cookman. Remember, like that, like I feel like it's going to be that low level of an opponent. I know nothing about them, but we don't need to belabor the point. All
Gotcha.
right. So all three common fans have the Huskers starting 3-0, probably ranked at this point, right? Top 25.
Didn't they say
Probably.
during Boston College during our bowl game this last year? I can't remember who the announcers were, but I'm pretty sure one of them predicted Nebraska to be top 25 entering the season. You guys
I
remember
mean,
them
gotta
saying that
love
during
it.
the
You
game?
gotta love it.
They could be. If they're even in the others receiving votes in preseason and they start 3-0, they'll probably be ranked.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's crazy. Husker fans are going to eat that right up.
Oh
They're going to
yeah.
eat that right up. Okay, guys, it gets serious real quick. First
Yeah, it
conference
does.
game at home against the Michigan Wolverines. So, first year head coach Sharon Moore went 7-5 this year, but they capped it off with a huge win over Ohio State in the game. And then they beat Alabama in the bowl game. So they are rolling into the offseason with tons of momentum. You know, it's Michigan, so I haven't even looked it up. I'm sure they're recruiting well. I'm sure they're doing well in the transfer portal, right? I don't think we're gonna, I don't think we, I think this is a game Nebraska can win. I don't think we should expect like Jim Harbaugh cheating national championship era team to roll into Lincoln. But like, it's not, this is not Purdue. Like, this is gonna be a tough game for Nebraska. Nadio?
I think that this could be a put a stamp on it, put our foot in the ground, hey, here we come kind of deal. Early in the season, we haven't had one of those in a long time where it's the first, quarter of the season and big game against a big another blue blood, and we take care of business, and I think we do it. I wanted to see what Michigan's schedule looked like prior to this. Not too tough. They got New Mexico to open up with, but then they go to Norman, Oklahoma. Nor Oklahoma, you never know what you're going to get with Oklahoma. I mean,
They're gonna have talent.
they got good enough dudes to beat anybody. They beat Alabama 24-3, right? And a lot of people thought Alabama should be in the playoff. So, trip to Norman a couple weeks before they come to Lincoln. Maybe they're a little beat up. I don't know. I could see them losing in at OU. OU's gonna treat that like a huge game for sure. But I just think with Michigan and they kind of struggled offensively a little bit this season. Don't really have, quarterback's a question mark going into next year. I know they got a big stud recruit or something. But we'll see. But I think we win this one, guys. I think we
Love
win
it.
against Michigan early on, set the tone. Huskers go to 4-0
Boom.
against Go Blue.
Well, Jeff.
Well, we did have a big win last year, Owens, with Colorado, right? Are you just talking about like in conference or just in general? I feel like we did have a big taking care of business game
Yeah,
last
but it
year.
wasn't. I think Michigan to me is bigger time win than Colorado. We didn't like when we
Holy
I
Colorado
remember when we
screen.
beat Colorado, we thought those guys might suck.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
true. Right.
I still think they suck, but they
I
played in
still
an
think
easy
the
conference.
Big 12 sucks, and they didn't even play the best teams of the Big 12.
So I
So
think I
Oklahoma.
view it a little different. I view this as a lot bigger game than Colorado. It's big to
So
Nebraska
Michigan.
fans and Colorado fans, but Nebraska, Michigan, that catches eyeballs of the whole country. At least it should
Sure.
still.
Well, you said they play Oklahoma the week before us, right? And
Two
if they
weeks. They
get
play
2
Oklahoma, their
weeks, okay.
second game. We play them, or it's fourth game for each of us.
I feel like Michigan is, I don't want to have, they're sneaky good. I feel like they beat Ohio, or they beat Ohio State in the game, like TJ said. They beat down Alabama, who allegedly should have been in the playoff. I hate to do it. I'm going to predict a loss here. I can't. I'm trying to go with my gut and be realistic. Don't worry. Months from now, my theories will change as we get close to the season. But I'm going to say right now, maybe they're finding their footing with this Sherrod Moore guy and their coach. I'm going to go with an L on this one. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, not terribly surprising coming from Jeff. Gentlemen, let's do a little bit of history here. We talked about this on a recent episode with Dwayne Carlson, which was super cool. 1962 co-captain. Bob Devaney's first year. It's not exactly the same, not exactly totally parallel, but Bob Devaney's first year. The Huskers are coming off something like a 3-6-1 season. Hadn't had a winning season in years. Devaney rolls in. They go 9-2. They win the Gotham Bowl. We've told that story. But
Lovely story.
the thing that captured the nation's imagination, we weren't there, as far as we know, the thing that captured the nation's, and certainly Husker
We've been
fans'
told.
imagination, is that they went to the Big House and beat Michigan.
Yeah.
I think
Ooh.
actually it turned out Michigan didn't end up being very good that year. Doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
If the legend, it started the legend of Bob Devaney, and it started a new era of greatness. And so, as we've said, with Nebraska winning the Pinstripe Bowl, their first time playing a bowl game in New York City since the Gotham Bowl in 1962, the Huskers are going to beat Michigan at home. They're going to get to 4-0. They're going to capture the nation's attention
Yeah.
after they beat what will probably be a pretty good Michigan team.
Okay.
And Husker fans' collective heads are going to explode. Like at that point, we will be talking playoff.
Yeah,
We
for sure.
will be losing our minds, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it. So I'm going to go W as well, and the Huskers
Okay.
get a big win over the Wolverines in Lincoln, I might
Love
add.
it.
Early candidate for the next common fan tailgate as well. But there's a lot of good options
Yeah,
there, so
there's a lot of
we'll
candidates.
keep you posted, common fans, on that.
Sure.
All right, guys. Next one also at home. So obviously that first one we go to Arrowhead, so that's not exactly a home game, but I have a feeling it'll be majority Husker fans. Then we
Yeah.
go Akron, Houston Christian, Michigan, Michigan State, all at home. So Michigan State rolls in. It'll be year number two for Jonathan Smith, who took over after being at Oregon State. They absolutely hate him in Corvallis now because he was an Oregon State quarterback and they
Yeah.
thought he was going to be there for life. They absolutely hate his guts now. So interestingly, Michigan State rolls in. They will be coming off a bye, which is super annoying. It feels like we always get teams coming off a bye week. But they do have Boston College in their second game of the year, and then their first conference game, which is the game right before their bye week, they're at USC. So they'll have a couple of like tests that will give us an indication of, you know, how they're looking in 2025 before they come to Lincoln. They finished 5-7 in 2024. So it's kind of hard to know exactly where this where things shake out for Michigan State. Matty O, what do you think?
Michigan State is one of now that the Big Ten Conference is damn near 20 teams. Any teams that like I feel like now it's like any teams that we don't play, I kind of pay less attention to how they're doing throughout the season. So
Sure.
I feel like a little bit like, okay, I don't feel like I know a ton about Michigan State. I know who they won and lost to. They didn't really do a lot this year to impress me. You look at their wins and they're not, they beat FAU, they beat Maryland, they beat Prairie View, lost to Boston College.
Oof.
And then lost to Michigan, obviously. They did beat Iowa. They did sneak up. That was their big win this year, was they beat Iowa. And good on them. I'm proud of you, Michigan State. That's big time. But no,
Iowa
we're gonna be
in this
coming
bump.
off we're gonna be coming off of a Michigan win and a bye, and then ready to amp
No,
back
no,
up.
they have the bye. We don't have. Do we have the
We
bye?
have
I
a
don't think we
bye,
have a bye.
yeah.
No, no,
We have a
no.
bye after Michigan.
Oh, we do? So we're coming off a bye as
We're
well?
both coming off byes.
Oh, I missed
Yeah,
that.
we
That's
play
weird.
on September 20th, Michigan, and then we're off to the 27th.
Oh, gosh. I totally missed that.
And
Okay.
then we
Yep.
play
Yep. Yep.
Michigan State.
Okay.
So the
Okay.
bye, they're
Both come
coming
off
off a
a bye.
bye, but we're coming off a bye. They're going to be coming off a
Well,
bye after a loss at USC. We're going to be coming
yeah.
off a bye after a win at home against Michigan. We're going to
That's
roll
exactly.
Sparty. We have
Love
owned
it.
Sparty. Sparty is one of the teams since we joined the Big Ten that we can say we have pretty much controlled that series. I mean, there's the one under the Frost we lost there, but then we've stepped up and beat them, once or twice when maybe we shouldn't have, with Pelini, Kirk Cousins, and then
That's right.
Riley
20
beats
at
Michigan
2011.
State,
Yep. And then
so
2012,
they're the
2013.
Michigan State's not doesn't have the same effect on me mentally as a handful of the other Big Ten teams where it's just like, oh God, here we go, we're playing those guys.
Yeah.
No, it's like Michigan State, okay.
Yeah. Well, to your point, man, we've had some good battles with them. I remember thinking like it'd be cool when they were talking about refiguring the Big Ten before adding all these West Coast schools. It'd be cool to get Michigan State swap get Michigan State in the West and get the chance to play them every year. Because for whatever reason, we had some good battles with them, and I feel like we won more often than not, right?
Yeah, that's what it
Riley
feels like.
in 2015, Frost in 2018, Pelini in 2011, 2012. There's just some really good battles with them.
Yeah. And
So.
when they did and then they did and then when they did beat us, it felt like there was always some like weird like fluke
Oh,
play.
that
Yeah.
2021 game still makes me angry. That was the punt return one where we
Yeah.
completely shut down Kenneth Walker the third, and they were not going to win, and we gave up the punt.
Yeah.
Can't even go there. Yep.
But no, I think we
Special
beat them. I
teams.
think we beat Sparty. We roll Sparty.
Love it.
5-0.
Geoff, what kind of negative garbage do you have to add?
I don't have any negative garbage on this one, right? I'm with Owens on this one. Like, I don't even know who Michigan State, did they play football last year? Like, I just don't ever remember hearing anything about them at all throughout the year. Like, I
They
forgot
beat
about their
Iowa.
Iowa, right?
They
I
beat
forgot
Iowa.
about that. Like, I just don't even remember hearing much from them. We're gonna come back, like you said, off bye week. That Michigan loss, we're gonna be upset about it. So we're gonna come back and we're gonna take care of a business against another Michigan team to make up for that Michigan loss. So W against Michigan State.
Love it, Geoff. Mel Tucker really left that program in kind of a hole and also ran up his long distance phone bill. And so they have had a hard time recovering since he left. I think look, I think Jonathan Smith's a pretty good coach. He'll probably be fine there. That's gonna be a middling program for years to come. They're gonna be 6-6, 7-5 every year in the Big Ten. And we, on the other hand, we're gonna be much better than that. As I say, I say that looking down my nose as the Huskers just had their first winning season in 10 years or whatever it was. But I think it's a W. I think, but I think I'd be a little concerned if we had a big emotional win over Michigan and then we didn't have a bye week and Michigan State did. Since we both have bye weeks, I think the Huskers have time to recover. Michigan State, on the other hand, will be stewing over their loss to USC. They won't be mentally recovered, and the Huskers get the W. Okay,
Lovely.
next one, guys, at Maryland. A little bit hard to know what to make of this. Maryland was 4-8 this season.
Yeesh.
They've been okay under, I don't know how long Mike Loxley's been there. They've been okay
6 years,
under
I think.
Loxley. Felt like 22. They beat us in 2023. They had Tua's little brother. They were 8-5 in 2023. I mean, the guy usually is able to bring in some talent, and he's a pretty good coach, I think. A little bit hard to know what to make of this one. I'd like to think, based on 2024, it's two programs heading in opposite directions, and the Huskers are on the ascent, and Maryland is just going to kind of stay in the bottom half of the Big Ten. But I don't know. I don't know what to think. Matty O, what do you think?
I'm with you on that. I don't really know what to think of them. I do think Mike Loxley is a decent coach. I think he's done a decent job there. I think it's a tough place. I mean, it's a basketball school. It's a tough place to coach, I think. But then I always, when I'm doing these things, I always look at who do they got leading up to the game with Nebraska. And Maryland could very well start out 3-0. They go Florida Atlantic at home, Northern Illinois, Towson, okay? Then they go to Wisconsin to they go to its first conference game to a hungry Badger team in Madison. They probably lose that. And they got a bye week. Then they play Washington at home. Okay. So they got a couple of tough conference games before they have the Big Red come visit. And I am just not real scared of Maryland at this point, at this juncture. Now, if we get into next fall and they look good against Wisconsin, maybe they beat Wisconsin. Then I might get a little nervous. Right now, I just think on paper, talent alone, we can go out on the road and beat Maryland. I don't think that that's a real intimidating place to play, considering we've played in tougher places. So I think we go on the road and we beat Maryland and we go to 6-0 on the
Boom.
2025 season.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
All right.
Love it. Geoff?
I'm with Matt on that one. It's Maryland. It's a coin flip. I don't know anything about their program, but I do know a little bit about ours. And I think we're on the ascent. They might be on the decline. So Huskers take care of business. I don't even think it'll be a
Love
close one, to be
it.
honest.
Matteo, you make a great point. I think the one X factor is they are the kind of team that you're not surprised when they go 4-8, but you're kind of not surprised if they go 9-3. Like you
Right.
just kind of don't know what to expect from year to
Right.
year. And you don't expect them to be necessarily dominant in the Big Ten. But again, Loxley can bring in some talent. Maybe he'll flip the script again, and the Huskers will be in for a dogfight at Maryland. But I just right now I see it as a W. I'm with you, Matty O, and I both have the Huskers starting 6-0. Geoff got a 5-1 start. That's pretty good as well. I'd honestly be pretty happy with either one of those scenarios. And again, this just shows like how the schedule lines up in the Huskers' favor, where they miss most of the big dogs in the Big Ten, and the tougher games are sort of backloaded in the schedule for the second year in a row. And I'm sure this will be a storyline all off season. Nebraska's going to need to get to bowl eligibility early, preferably not wait till the second to last game of the year like they did this season. But take advantage of those early games to rack up as many wins as you can. Get to bowl eligibility. Hopefully, they get there in the first six or at the most seven games, and then we're talking about much bigger things the second half of the season. All right, this is a fun one for everyone. I think all Husker fans, even though they don't deserve our respect ever, Husker fans are going to have this one circled on the calendar. Next game up for the Huskers at Minnesota. Okay. And here's why Husker fans are going to have it circled on the calendar. And it's because Husker fans hate PJ Fleck. And similar to Iowa, Minnesota is and always will be an inferior program to Nebraska. And it's absolutely infuriating and mind-boggling that we ever let this second-rate program beat us. And they beat us like, I don't know, like 5 times in a row now. I don't know what it's been, but it's always some dumb luck rock fight game where it's kind of like Iowa, where they just wait around for Nebraska to shoot itself in the foot. So, oh, sorry, I'll stop. Before I won't offer any more editorialization until it's my
Calm
turn.
down.
Until it's my turn, Mattio, what do you got?
I don't like this. I don't like where this game sits on the schedule. But I just can't pick us to lose to PJ Fleck. They're going to be tough. The minute as much as I can't stand his act, PJ Fleck, like they play tough. They're tough. They're usually a pretty tough football team. They play hard. I just think we're more talented. Like and we have been. Even times when he's beat
We
Nebraska,
always have more talent.
we've
Yeah,
had more
exactly.
talent. But I think we have like the rah-rah go get 'em guys guy on our sideline too, even though he's less way less cringe than PJ Fleck. So I think we play just as hard or harder, and we're just as motivated or more motivated than Minnesota is to play football. I think we win in Minneapolis, but I think it's close. I think we win in a close one, at whatever bank stadium, whatever bank sponsors their stadium. You know, these second-rate programs, a lot of times, guys, they need a sponsor, someone that's naming rights for a stadium like that. It's just good to be a part of, a fan of a program, a supporter of a program that doesn't need that kind of revenue. To come from naming rights for a stadium.
That's exactly right.
It's no, I don't know if you know this. It's Memorial Stadium in Tom Osborne Field down there. It's not,
There's no
I don't,
sponsor.
and
There's
there's
no
no
sponsor.
sponsor. It's not Valentino Stadium. It's not
Yeah.
McDonald's
It's not
Stadium. It's
like
not.
Joe Jonas from Twitter. They had to go out and get some corporate
Corporate
sponsors. Twister
sponsors.
or
Yeah.
something. Yeah. Corporate sponsors. Yeah,
So I
PJ
think
Fleck
we'll.
is a night crawler.
Yeah, he is a
Yeah,
night crawler. I'll take the Huskers over Minnesota, but close. Seven
nice.
and zero.
Geoff?
Well, I've made a note on previous episodes. I my disdain for PJ Fleck.
I know. Jeff hates him more than anybody. I love.
He's a snake oil salesman for sure. Row the boat, cheesy, obnoxious. I hate his look on the sideline. And did you catch his act during that Duke's Mayo Bowl when they won? They dumped
Oh, I
mayo
missed
all over him.
it.
He looked like he loved it. That sicko.
Yeah,
Like he loves the
that's
mayo
sick.
all over him.
He's that, that now we know he's sick.
Yeah, someone that's sick has got to be a sociopath. And I feel like that sociopath is going to find a way to beat Nebraska. I'm
Oh.
penciling in his loss on this game. I'm sorry, guys. Wouldn't it just fit his MO perfectly that sick SOB would find a way to pick us off? I feel like it. I feel like
Yeah,
that
that's I
would
mean
be
that's
SOB.
I
It
don't
would just
like it.
fall
I
in,
don't
something would fall into his lap like that. It wouldn't be from coaching. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, you're
Nothing bad would happen to us.
and it's
And
like you're
a
not
W
it's
would fall into his lap.
it would be
Something would.
fitting, it would be fitting to like as we're scratching and clawing as Nebraska football fans to try to get back to relevance and try to get back to our glory days. And we just it'd be so fitting that we would start 6-0 or 5-1. Vibes would be sky high. Everyone expects us to go into Minnesota and win that game and finally, get on the right side of that second-rate program. And it would be so fitting given the last several years for the Huskers just to
It just
lose
makes too
in
much
some
sense.
like annoying fashion, like in 2023, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's where I am, guys. Minnesota and Iowa, the Minnesota and Iowa losses have been very similar in recent years, where to your point, Mattio, we have had more talent. But because like we're still maybe we're on a coaching change, or like there's been so much instability in the Nebraska program, and we've been shooting ourselves in the foot so much. Those teams play physical, and we've in recent years we've matched that, but they've also been more disciplined.
Yes.
And so we're not so talented that we can overcome the mistakes that we've made. So we've given games away that we should have won. We saw that again. We saw that against Minnesota in 2023. We saw that against Iowa in 2023 and 2024. I believe that script is going to start flipping. I believe our talent is going to be our we're the gap in our talent advantage is getting bigger, one, and two, we're becoming a better program. And we're going to start winning more and more close games, and we're going to start making fewer and fewer mistakes. Do we have a ton of evidence to back that up? Not really, but we did win a couple more games in 2024, and we did win some one-score games in 2024. We lost some one score games too, but we're our like it doesn't it won't take like it we don't have to get back to 90s era Huskers to start beating these second rate programs again. We just have to keep getting incrementally better because they're going to stay the same. They'll be Iowa, Minnesota. They'll be solid. They'll be pretty good. They're not going to make a none of these teams are going to make a huge leap. Like 2015 Iowa is like a once in a century type of thing, right? So anyway, all that to say, Huskers win. I can't pick us to lose this game to PJ, and we start 7-0, and all of Husker Nation's minds are exploding. So Matty O and I have us at 7-0 now. Geoff, still a respectable 5-2. I won't hit you too much over the head
Okay, thank you.
at 5-2. Geoff, a
Thanks.
little disappointed in you, but that's nothing new.
The look on your face, the look on your face when I said that, you looked like you're going to throw up for a second.
I just didn't see it coming just because of how
Yeah.
much you hate PJ. That's why
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming,
But
right?
because that's what usually happens to me, just bad luck. I want this guy to lose terribly, and for some reason he keeps succeeding.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right. So, following the Minnesota game, the very next week, Saturday, October 25th, Huskers are home against Northwestern.
Yeah, and I think I hate to belittle any football programs, but I'm going to do it. Northwestern, they've had their day in the sun, and I think it's over.
Sure.
I'm sorry. They fired Fitz over all the hazing stuff, and I think that was like he was the only thing. Like they're plucky. Like they'll still play hard, but I just don't think they got it, man. They're probably going to have three or four losses by the time we play them in this game, and they're coming to Lincoln. And I think we just take care of business against Northwestern, who I think will now, unfortunately, sorry, all the Big J journalists out there, Northwestern's probably going to be a bottom of the barrel Big Ten program for the foreseeable future.
Geoff.
I'm going to use a quote from Avengers Infinity War, Matt. And Star Lord said, don't use words like plucky. All right. We don't know what it means. All right. I don't know what plucky means. What are you talking about? No, we'll steamroll Northwestern for sure. I mean, like, are they still playing like on like a rented stadium or something like that? Didn't
That
they
little
demolish
steak by
one?
that little stadium by the lake,
Yeah.
the
Like, are
little
they? Aren't,
steak by the lake.
so if they're coming here, like, obviously they haven't played in a real stadium in years.
Well, they're
They're
building.
going
Aren't
to
they
be in different.
building or they're like renovating their
I
actual
don't
stadium or
know.
something, aren't
Like,
they?
I
I
remember,
think.
like, they were tearing stuff down and they were playing in some other smaller field
Yeah.
and just like a high school area field. I don't know if it's on the North Shore, but they're going to come to Memorial Stadium. They haven't played in a big stadium in a long time, like Memorial Stadium. Well, this, in my opinion, no brainer. We'll destroy these guys. So, easy W.
Love it. I agree with everything you guys said. On top of that, they are so they've got a bye. So they got a couple non-conference games, then they play Oregon, then they have a bye week, and then they have five in a row with us being number five before their next bye week.
Yeah.
So they've got UCLA, they got at Penn State during that time. They play Purdue right before us, which who knows, Purdue's not very good, but I just think like
They're gonna be beat up.
all of the everybody is trying to figure out how to navigate through this new world of college football. And there's some programs that maybe are, at a better advantage than others. Indisputably, Northwestern, like the changes have hampered Northwestern more than they've helped Northwestern. The
Right.
transfer portal doesn't really help Northwestern.
No.
They've always been up against it with their academic standards, but sort of some of the things that allowed them to
Nerds.
punch above their to punch above their weight,
Nerds.
like have are going away, right? Like, so like if you have a really good season at Northwestern, you're probably going to leave, right? Or if you have a really good season somewhere else, you're probably not going to go to Northwestern. And I'm a big Pat Fitzgerald fan. I still like don't think it's been proven that he was aware of the, like whatever was wrong there, whatever's going wrong there. I like David Braun, their head coach. I think like he'll get the most out of his teams. I just don't think that will be
There won't
a
be a
lot
lot.
or enough. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So I think that's a W.
So
Matty Ho.
what you're really saying is there's not enough smart, really athletic kids out there for Northwestern to be able to consistently field a football program. Let's just call it what it is. You can't be
Well,
you can't there's not enough guys out there that can qualify to go to school at Northwestern and play Big Ten caliber football. That's it.
let's look at let's look, okay.
Irish.
In the very recent, that's a different story, Jim.
There, I
In the
think
very, in the very.
they'll go a little bit. The academic qualifications, I wonder sometimes about Notre Dame.
They'll bend the whole
Then
thing.
they bend things a little bit, I think.
Well, listen,
They might even
Eric.
still be getting Prop 48 guys. I don't
So listen, but listen though, in very recent years, Northwestern won the division and was very good in the Big Ten. Stanford was very good in the Pac-12 under David Shaw in recent years. Both of those programs have completely fallen away, right? And I think a lot of that is, again, some of these changes that are happening in college football are to the detriment. It's always hard to win at those programs, and it's even harder now with some of the changes. So
Good luck.
it'll be nice to beat Northwestern. Like,
Yeah,
that's another team. We had some classic battles against them, and we won a good share of those, but it's always annoying that it was as close as it was. It always felt like we should be so much better than Northwestern, right?
us dummies over here are just like, hey, sucks to be you later, nerd.
Wedgie while you're at the door. See ya.
Those of us who couldn't get into Northwestern, if we tried, are like hitting nerds.
Enjoying our football program over here.
Our 7-6 football program.
That's right.
All right, guys, this is a big one now. This is where things start to get more interesting. So our last four games, we go home against USC, at UCLA, bye week, at Penn State, at home against Iowa. Things are about to get a lot more difficult. So right now, Matty O and I have got us at 8-0. GF's got us at 6-2. Jeff, were you going to say something there?
No, I was not. I was just
Yeah.
looking at the schedule and it's a gauntlet. So,
All right. So home against USC Saturday, November 1st.
This is
Matty
another
O,
one
sorry.
where we play again play a team that's got a bye week right before. But that game right before the USC bye week at Notre Dame.
Oh,
So that's a
yeah.
big one. Let me just go back even more than that. So the USC second year in the Big Ten, pretty easy for first four or five games. They do travel to Illinois to play our buddy Burt on September 27th.
Tombstones.
Bye week, and then they go Michigan at home, and then at Notre Dame,
Ooh, wow.
bye week Nebraska. So,
Okay. At Nebraska.
I like that. I like how that sets up for us, and I think that even though we could not take down USC this year, I think we're going to be more prepared. I think we're going to have more skill position players this time around. And Dylan's going to play better with another year under his belt. I think we beat the Trojans.
Whoa.
I think we're tougher than USC.
Whoa.
I think we're going to take them down. I really do.
Absolutely
So
love it.
I got us beating USC. They're going to be beat up, like I just said, their schedule. You always got to look at who they play. Come because that's a big deal. Playing Michigan at the Coliseum and then going to Notre Dame. Yeah, you get a week off to heal up a little bit. But who knows what happens to those two guys? They take two L's there. Maybe they're reeling a little bit. If they just win one, lose one, that takes a lot out of you. Then you got to go play at Nebraska. Huskers win, beat the Trojans. Still undefeated.
Maybe a night
Still
game,
undefeated.
but
Still
maybe it'll be a
might
night
be.
game on November 1st. Maybe it'll be
Yeah.
nice and
That'd be
cold.
beautiful.
Nice and
Yeah.
cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
That's what
GF, what
I'm
do you got?
saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. First of all, when you said reeling Owens, I think Lincoln Riley is reeling right now. I think that dude is. Things have not gone the way I think that they thought things were going to go at USC for him, and I think that they might be in some trouble there. So just depending on how the rest of their schedule before they get here goes, they could have their backs up against the wall. I can't stand USC. You all know why. They're coming to Lincoln. It's going to hope. Well, it's November. It could be 70 degrees. It could be 20 degrees. I'm hoping that it's cold. I'm going to say the Huskers pull a W out. Revenge game from last year for losing. Out there in California, we're going to get them on their visit to Memorial Stadium this year.
Yes.
Calling it.
Boom.
Yep.
Love it, GF.
Boom.
All right, guys. This is where I'm going to venture away from you guys.
Dun, dun,
Here's here, hear me out.
dun.
Hear me out. Hear me out. So I'm not one to pat myself on the back, but I have said from the beginning that Lincoln Riley inherited the keys to the Cadillac at Oklahoma. He gets credit for keeping that thing running as a well-oiled machine, won the Big 12 and made the playoff multiple times. But I said from the beginning, it will be a different story entirely as to whether or not he can build a winner of his own at USC. And he's been good, but not great at USC. And I think most USC fans felt like they could be a playoff contender this year, and they ultimately lost a bunch of games, right? They
Yes.
lost a ton of close games. So I agree with everything you guys said. I think he's reeling. I think the jury is still out as to whether he can ever sort of get USC back into national championship contention. But I think, and let me pivot now. Let me make a point about Nebraska. I think that it's entirely possible that Nebraska could go on a magical run in 2025. It's year three for Matt Rhule. It's year two for Dylan Raiola. The schedule sets up nicely. If you want to have nightmares, look ahead to the 2026 schedule. It gets much more difficult, right? 2025, not so much as we're going through it here. All of these are winnable games. Every single one of them are winnable games. But like we still have not seen it proven, in my opinion. We gave games away in 2024 that we should not have lost. We absolutely should have been 9-3 at the worst, right? We should have beat, I mean, could have, would have, should have, but we gave the Iowa game away, right? Or no, wait, maybe not. I mean, we should have at least been 8-4 at the worst in 2024. Gave the Iowa game away, should have beat Illinois in regulation, shouldn't have even gotten overtime. And then we could have beaten Ohio State, could have beaten USC, could have beaten UCLA, right? So we go on and on. So we still haven't seen them fully get over that hump and start beating teams where they've either got the game won or where it's a close game. So I just feel like they're going to stub their toe at some point. And I think the most likely candidate for that is USC at home. After starting out 8-0, I still got a starting 8-0. That's pretty good, right?
Throw that
That's
qualifier in there.
pretty
Yeah,
damn
throw the qualifier
good.
in there. And again, I want to be clear, no one is on board as much, I'm as on board as anybody for a magical Indiana-like run for Nebraska in 2025. And I
Clearly.
think there are reasons to believe that's entirely possible. But like, I just can't, I think probably going to stub their toe at some point. And so I've got that at USC, right? Let's hope it doesn't happen before that. Let's hope it does. Let's hope they started, 8-0. So I've got that as an L. All right.
Disappointed
Next,
in
we
you.
got, don't you dare, Jeffrey. All right. Next, we go right before our second bye week, we go to UCLA. Now, this one's at the Rose Bowl. I think we've all seen the pictures of the empty stadium for UCLA games. I think this game's going to be 50 to 75% Husker fans. I think Nebraska fans are going to love to travel to
To go to the
LA in
Rose Bowl.
November. And it's at the Rose Bowl, which is even, I think, more historic than the Coliseum where we played this last season. And I think also the Huskers will be in the midst of a better season than we were in 2024. So, and there's a lot of West Coast Huskers too. So for all those reasons, I think it'll be a majority Husker crowd at UCLA. Be interested to see that UCLA was maybe a little better than expected this year. What did they go? 7-5. Or excuse me, 5-7, I mean. I think they went 5-7. I'm looking it up right now. But yeah, 5-7. But we'll see. We'll just kind of see, right? I don't know what the ceiling is for this program. I like DeShon Foster. I think he's a good young coach, but I think they'll be okay. I think it should be a winnable game for Nebraska. We were all very disappointed in Nebraska's loss to UCLA at home this past season. Patty, what do you got?
I think this is the toe stubber.
Oh, interesting.
Oh,
Okay.
I think
Okay.
we
Damn
go. I
you.
think we, what are we, 9-0 at this point, is what I've got us.
According to you, yes.
According to me,
Yes.
I think we're 9-0 and we're probably top 10. Maybe I'm even, I don't know, 6 or 7. And then we run into maybe a UCLA team that's pretty hungry, but there may be a game over 500 or something like that at that point in the season. Playing the Rose Bowl, it's probably going to be on TV. Probably going to have Gus Johnson on the call or something, and we don't do well with Gus Johnson on the call.
That
I don't
would
know.
make
It
it if
just
it's a big noon kickoff, that would make it a
he can
9
come on the
a.m.
show though,
kick.
Gus. No offense, you can come on the show though anytime.
It's I it just reeks to me of like this feels like a toe stubbing game.
Okay.
Yet another game where they have a bye week ahead of us. So That's, I mean, this at that point, when you get to like the third opponent that you're playing that had a bye week before they play you, it's kind of like, is somebody screwing with this? Somebody
There was a
messing with the
lot. There was a
schedule?
lot of that
Oh,
this
I
last year
wonder
too.
who
Who
could that be? I wonder
Hmm.
who's pulling these strings. I wonder who that could be.
Yeah. We all know it's the
Yeah,
college I
football
see.
industrial complex, but I don't know. Going to 10-0, I can't see that at this point where we're at with our football program. So I'm saying toast up against UCLA. We're out in LA playing the Rose Bowl. Lights maybe get a little too bright. A couple weird things happen. We lose to UCLA. Sorry.
Okay, no, fair enough.
Apologize Hey,
You're
last
being
one to pick a
honest.
loss though.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Geoff, what do you got?
Owens at you with your analytics and your schedules and who they play before us. I'm just basing this purely on emotion. All right. All my picks are based on emotion. They tried to ruin the tailgate for us. They
They
tried to
did
ruin our
do that. tailgate this season for us.
Garbers. It's all Ethan Garber's fault.
They're not getting off the hook for that. I won't allow it. Okay. I will not allow it. We will go down to the Rose Bowl. We're going to take care of business against UCLA under the bright lights and the beautiful sunset of California. We're taking care of business. And we know where it's at because their coach told us where it's located at in his opening presser during Big Ten Media Days. So we got it.
Love it,
W.
Geoff. Love it. I've got it as a W as well. I think we'll be a lot better this year. I don't think they'll be much better than they were in 2025 or 2024. And also, as all common fans know, or regular listeners to the show know, I born and raised in Lincoln, married an Oregon girl. I live in Oregon. I'm going to this game. I was gonna. I
I was
meant.
going to
I
ask.
was planning to go to the USC game, and just with some business travel and some personal travel, it just kind of fell through the cracks. So I told my wife, like, we're circling it right now. I'd love for her to come with me, but either way, I'm going to
Yeah.
LA in November. I will be there. And so, common fans, commonfangbr@gmail.com. Send us an email. Maybe we'll do like a party beforehand or a tailgate or something beforehand. We'll get a away game tailgate or away game common fan party going. Matt and GF, I'm putting you guys on notice. And
Whoa.
Pi High Group, everybody's circling on their. You got time to
That
plan. You
would
got
be a
time to
fun one.
save.
I mean,
Yeah,
I would
definitely.
love
Who
to go
doesn't
to
want to go? Who
see
doesn't
the
want to go
Rose
to
Bowl.
LA in November?
Yeah.
And we'll probably be able to get tickets because
Yeah.
no UCLA fans go to these games, so I don't
Yeah.
think tickets will be that hard.
Giving them
But
away.
anyway, I'm going to be there. You guys will be there. Just plan on it. And the Huskers are going to get the W.
Love it.
All right. So at this point, Matty O and I both have the Huskers at 9-1. Geoff's got them at 8-2. I think either one of those outcomes would be thrilling
Yeah.
for Husker fans. After the UCLA game, we have got our second bye of the season. And then we go to Penn State, Geoff.
Yeah.
Then things get interesting.
Yeah, I think so. We're 9-1. We've got a bye week going to Penn State. If we're 9-1 and we're playing Penn State, odds are they're probably a one loss or no loss team at the same time. That probably means like Penn State's thinking about doing like a whiteout. Maybe it's at night.
Game
Maybe
day.
not.
The
I don't know.
weather's
Maybe.
terrible. The weather's
Yeah.
probably going to be terrible.
I don't like that. I'm unfortunately, if this game was in Lincoln, I'd say Huskers win. But at Penn State, considering it's the second to last regular season game, there's a lot of CFP implications probably
Yeah.
with this thing. I don't like it. I think we succumb to Happy Valley and the whiteout at Penn State and that Delta Bravo James Franklin.
Geoff.
I agree with Matt wholeheartedly. I mean, it's hard to disagree with anything he said there. The only other thing I would add is I think prior to this season, James Franklin, I think if I'm remembering correctly, it was kind of hot seat questions like, can he get the job done?
Can he win the big game?
Yeah. And I think like they're in the playoff right now, obviously. So I think his job's probably safe, but I think he's going to want to make that abundantly clear, especially to Matt Rhule being a Penn State guy. And his connections to that university. I remember there's some legitimate concerns that if Penn State didn't live up to expectations, that Matt Rhule could potentially leave Nebraska to go there. It was the rumblings that I heard. I don't think James Franklin would ever want that to ever be anything in question. So I think that they got us during this game for sure.
Yeah, I've got it as an L as well. I think we're all hoping for a big leap in 2025 for the Huskers. but I don't think that means we're back in the echelon of Ohio State and Penn State in the conference, right? I'd like to, if we go in there undefeated, if we go in there with one loss, even two losses, like you said, Matty O, they'll probably be around one loss, give or take. Then who knows? All bets are off. Like, we'd love to think that, Huskers are going to take that next step and can compete with anybody in the conference. I personally believe we are going to take a pretty significant leap in 2025, but we're not going to be quite at the Penn State, Ohio State level of those consistent winners that have been doing it year in and year out, quite yet. So I think that's a loss. So going into the final game of the year, Thanksgiving weekend, Iowa at home. Geoff, I believe you've got us at 8-3 at this point. Matty O and I each have us at 9-2. So any one of those scenarios, again, Husker fans, I think, would be happy with. It's a pretty meaningful, consequential game in late November. I think everyone would be happy with that, right? And if you're flirting with 10-2, a lot, if you're a one-loss team from the Big Ten, you're almost guaranteed to make the playoff. But if you only have two losses, like late in the year,
Rule it
you're
out.
flirting with the playoff. You're flirting with the playoff. You don't know. You never know. So could be a really meaningful game. I think that's what all Husker fans want, is to be playing these meaningful games in late November, and it's Iowa. Matty O, what do you got?
I can't stomach another loss to Iowa. I can't pick
I can't do
loss to Iowa. It's got to change. It's got to stop. It's got to start going the other direction. And I really truly believe that we are on the cusp of that. I think it starts in 20. I think it starts in 2025. I think we're gonna, as Kirk Ferentz is getting older, he's on his way out. I know that there are some Iowa fans that are, I don't want to say unhappy with him, but they're kind of bored with him. Let's
Yeah,
just say.
totally.
They got a rude awakening coming, because I feel like once that guy's gone, they think that they'll get whoever, somebody in there that's going to take the reins, and they're not going to miss a beat. But Iowa is a dog shit football program, and once I think they're going to realize that and remember that once Kirk Ferentz is done. Nebraska wins in 2025 to go to 10-2. We get that Iowa monkey off our back, and I really think we flip the script, and it starts changing where we're more winning more often than not against Iowa. I don't think we're going to rattle off 20 straight, but 2 out of 3, I think, is
Love that.
reasonable
Love
to
that.
expect. And I think it starts at 10-2, and it puts us right on the cusp of CFP, right on the cusp. I don't know if it's good enough to be in the Big Ten title game. But because I've got us with
Yes.
two conference losses, but
Right.
it's right on the cusp of an at-large
Cusp.
berth. And
Cusp.
I think that's, like, to me, I think that's the ceiling for this team,
Yeah.
is about 10-2 and the cusp. I'm not saying CFP. I'm saying if we get in, it's because we were deemed worthy enough, we were ranked high enough, et cetera, et cetera. But that's where I've got us.
Love it. Geoff.
Just in the manner that we've lost the last two games against them, logic. I'm actually going to try and use some analytics here and some logic. Logic would suggest that that can't happen again, right? It shouldn't have happened in the way that it happened the last 2 years in a row either. There's no way that that can happen again. Plus, Owens, you're right. Like, they're kind of getting tired of Kirk Ferentz, and for somebody like me, for me that likes Hollywood type football, big plays. Their football is just boring as hell. It's like
It is.
the anti football that I can't stand watching. Like, it's snooze fest USA. I not only do I want us to win this game, obviously, but we need to win this game, and we will win this game. Logic suggests that we're going to finally beat Iowa this year. It just has to happen. Luck has to be on our side. So I think that gets me to 9-3, right?
Yep. I love
Respect.
that. I'm not going to disagree with you guys. We talked about this a little bit before. Nebraska is historically by far the better program. When we came to the Big Ten, we won 3 out of 4 against Iowa, and I believe we were the better team in 2013, and we just fumbled that game away. We had like five turnovers in that game, or something ridiculous. And then I will admit, because it was our worst stretch of football, and it's documented. It's Iowa's best. The last 10 years have been Iowa's best stretch of football ever. and like they haven't even won a conference title in that time. But 2015, they went undefeated in the regular season, then they lost the Big Ten championship game and they lost their bowl game. But that was, they were probably better than us in 2015, 16, and 17. We can blame Mike Riley for all of that. And then they were probably the better team in 2018, 19, and 20 as Frost took over the program and tried to, you know, build it back up. I do, again, we'll give Frost credit to say we matched the physicality better once he took over. Like they were
Clean
pushing
cut.
us around by the end of Riley's era. And then to your point, Geoff, 2021, we blow a 21-6 fourth quarter lead and lose. 2022, we beat them. 2023 was just the, both of those offenses were historically bad. And that was kind of, I would say that was a coin, those both those teams were just sort of equally bad. And there was a coin flip game. Of course, we didn't win the coin flip game. And 2024 is the most egregious example of Nebraska being head and shoulders better, which I'm not sure anybody was predicting going into that game. I think
No.
people were, you know, even people predicting a Nebraska win felt like it was going to be another slugfest. Nebraska was the like so 20 first downs to 5 first downs. You
Dominated.
know, double the total yardage. We dominated every single way. We handed that game away. And so we've lost 9 out of the last 10 against Iowa. It makes me want to vomit. But I'm with you, Matty. I do believe the next decade we'll see Nebraska winning, I don't know, 7 to 8 of 10. Maybe more. I'm not going to rule out 10 in a row, guys.
We might never lose to
But
Iowa again.
we might never lose Iowa again. Who knows? But we're gonna win in 2025. It's gonna start a new era of, you know, Huskers are on the ascent. Iowa, again, this is as good as they can be. And I think once Ferentz leaves, it's not gonna get any better. So
I hear
Huskers
you.
win. I've got us at 10-2. Matty's got us at 10-2. Wouldn't it be something if 10-2, just because of the way the chips fell in 2025, wouldn't it be something if that was enough to host a playoff game
That's where I want to be.
in Lincoln?
That'd be
Wouldn't that?
wild. That would be wild.
We'll see what they do. I think they'll probably tweak it. So in 2024, if you won your conference championship, and I guess there's the four Power Four conferences plus the Mountain West, or plus the best of the group of five schools, I think is what it was. So the group of five conferences. So there's five to choose from, basically, right? The four Power Four and the best group of five conference champion. So of those five, the four highest rated got an automatic bye. Right? So like Arizona State, I think they were ranked like 15th, but because they won the Big 12, they got an automatic bye, right? And Clemson was the one who didn't get the automatic bye because they were
Boise
93.
State, because Boise State was ranked higher. Isn't that why
Yeah,
Boise
Boise
State
State was
got?
ranked higher than Clemson. Yeah, exactly. So hopefully, I think we explained that right.
I think we did.
In 2025, I'm guessing, they haven't said yet, I'm guessing it will be like March Madness, where there's four byes still, but it's just the top four teams. The
Probably the way it should be.
conference championship automatically gets you in, but it doesn't automatically get you a
A
bye,
bye.
right? So we'll see how that plays out. But like, if the Huskers are 10-2, maybe that's good enough for the playoff. Then there's four bye teams. So maybe if you're one of the next four, you got to be top eight in that scenario, I guess. You're hosting a first round game. Holy smokes, guys.
Definitely.
Lincoln will,
I can't even imagine
Lincoln
that.
would be insane hosting a playoff game. Oh my gosh. I'm coming back for it. I'm
Just
coming back.
shut down the town, honestly.
Shut down the whole town, cancel classes, cancel work. I
Cancel it
cancel
all.
everything. Cancel everything. Can't wait. All right, this was a fun one, guys. This was a really fun one. We'll do it
Probably the
again.
first of several schedule predictions we do during this off season.
It's just so fun. It's just so
It
fun
is
to,
so
like, in the
fun to
absence
think
of like
about.
games, you got recruiting and you got spring ball, but sometimes you just want to get into the meat of the season. Huh?
Yeah.
Damn right.
So it's always a good one to do in January when you're still like, right now, especially this year, we have the glow of a good season or a better season at least, and a bowl win. But it's like, it's the reality of like the season's over starting to wear set in. And like the playoff is fun, the NFL playoffs are fun, but nothing is the same as watching your own team. So it's fun to like go through the schedule and start thinking about the coming season already.
That's what
All
we're
right,
doing.
boys. Thanks for hanging with us, Common Fans. Hey, let us know if you agree, disagree. Maybe you got us at 12 and 0. I don't know. But send us an email, commonfangbr@gmail.com, or find us on Twitter, find us on Facebook. What was that smirk, Jeff? You got something to say?
No, nothing. What? Gee, what?
Yeah.
I was
Jeff
happy to
Jeff apparently
12-0.
doesn't have us at 12 and 0. Okay.
Hey, at
agree.
least he's wearing a
Good job.
Nebraska hoodie today. At least we
That's
got
true.
that. At least we got that going.
Yeah. All right. So everybody just calm down. All right. I'm trying to be supportive here. All right.
Appreciate that.
I'm here for you if you need me, by the way. If you need any support, I'm here for you.
Yeah. If you want positive feedback, come to Matt or me. If you want realism, go to Jeff.
Yeah.
Rational human being here.
Yeah.
If you want to be an irrational fan, you got a place here. If you want to be a rational fan, you got a place here too. So, all right, Common Fans, thanks for hanging with us. We will be back at you soon. In the meantime, as always, GBR for life.